Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 18, 2021. Altar of Whole Stones. Prophets, Joshua 8:31. As Moses commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, upon which no man has lifted up any iron. Question: what does it mean to build an altar of whole stones? Answer: whole stones represent the stony heart, lev ha even. Stones are egoistic properties that the children of Israel took, and without changing anything in them, they built altars, thus raising to the property of bestowal, love. That is, they corrected their hearts of stone. Question: does it mean that exactly what is not processed is taken? Answer: no, but the simplest, the primitive egoistic desire is taken in order to build holiness over it. A processed stone means that you are already trying to apply and adjust the ego in a way that suits you. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 19, 2021. Inside a single mechanism. Baal HaSulam, Peace in the World, reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. A huge, absolutely interconnected world was created around us. Nothing is free in it. Therefore, a person can never be free even if he suddenly finds himself at the end of the world with no one by his side. He will still be totally connected to other people. He must understand that even in this state when he is seemingly physically disconnected from everyone, he is still connected to billions of people in the world through his inner wheels. We will soon discover that, wherever we are, it is desirable that we always feel or try to feel how absolutely connected we are to the whole of humanity. There is no such thing as feeling totally free in the world. I think that if I lie on the sofa and turn on the TV or sit in front of my computer, I am by myself, I am free. I am not free. I am like a tiny particle that is connected to all of humanity no matter what. If a person feels that at any given moment, he begins to receive certain signals. On one hand, it seems that by living this way, constantly thinking about everyone, we are overloading ourselves. Yet if I do that, I soon begin to feel how I mutually interact with them, how they affect me. And through them, I quickly find the connection with the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 21, 2019. How to take off to infinity. Question: how can I become a bird and take off to infinity if I was created a small fish and placed in a stinky pond? Answer: your development does not depend on whether you are a fish or a bird, but on whether you want to get closer to the group where you find yourself. The Creator has not brought you to it for no reason. This means that you can choose your friends and together you should try to create such cooperation between you to establish such a relationship that will absolutely resemble the right corrected soul. If there is mutual bestowal in the group, mutual love, and mutual support, you will begin to feel the Creator's presence in it. We will suddenly feel more power in our common desire to be together in the ten, more power of connection, of mutual reliance, of mutual attraction, and a good and wise power that will gradually determine our spiritual state, and this will be the gradual revelation of the Creator. Everything will become very simple. Begin to connect between you in a nice way and you will undoubtedly reveal the power of the good in this connection. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 14, 2019. execution of evil within you. Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, and they have also taken of the consecrated thing, and have also stolen, and also dissembled, and they have also put into their vessels, Joshua 7:11. And it shall be, he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he has wrought an infamous deed in Israel, Joshua 7:15. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. Joshua 7:26 Question. According to the Torah, there are four types of execution of egoism: beheading, stoning, burning and strangulation. What does it mean? Answer. It means that a person has to perform some actions upon his ego, after which it will no longer tempt or conquer a person. In fact, this is an advancement. After all, you must realize your egoism. Otherwise, you will not enter Jericho, which stands on the border of the land of Israel. Therefore, everyone should make such a correction upon himself. This is the Creator's covenant. Question. Why is this called an execution? Answer. You are not executing yourself but the evil within you. You have to feel it and separate it from yourself. In no case does the Torah talk about people killing each other, as it may seem to us. It is talking about one's path toward the land of Israel and its settlement, that is, about our correction. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 19, 2021.